This is Paul Jędrzejczak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're in the studio with photographer Brian Kelly of Brian Kelly Photography and Film. You may be familiar with Brian's work through Art Prize and Laugh Fest, and he just wrapped doing a portrait series called Detroit Portraits. Brian, Detroit Portraits, for somebody who's on the west side of the state, how did you decide to pursue something on the east side?
Yeah, well, really, it was born out of... I shoot over in Detroit a lot. The last couple, okay. 3 years, I've done a lot of editorial magazine assignments, national magazine work, and shot in Detroit. I have friends in Detroit, my family in Detroit. But what I was seeing over time in the last, 20 years of the visual narrative coming out of Detroit is usually just urban decay,
yeah,
abandonment, and that's undeniable in Detroit. Like, you cannot say that Detroit is not a crumbling city. I mean, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't the entire story.
Right.
And being a photographer, I pay attention to blogs, Flickr. I pay attention to a whole bunch of other, sort of mainstream media that comes out, national magazines I'm always looking at. And it seemed that anything coming out of Detroit was negative. And it only dealt with the beautiful sort of... dramatic decay, and I just think it's a bad rap. And then through 6 years ago, I started with Rapid Growth, which mm-hmm. was an online publication here in West Michigan that really sort of tried to tell a different narrative about,
sure,
cities, and sort of create a different conversation around cities and mm-hmm. entrepreneurship and arts and living and neighborhood businesses and sort of buying local. And so I knew there was a whole nother underbelly to Detroit, which was not what most people would associate with the city.
Right.
And it's not at all a cheerleader project. It's not trying to put the best face on Detroit. Mm-hmm. But I know there's really compelling stories.
But a lot of these people, they're kind of spearheading a rebirth of Detroit,
yeah,
that you're photographing,
yeah,
for the series.
Detroit is an amazing city. Like, the people are amazing. The conversations, the drive, the grit, the just determination and toughness of real Detroiters,
sure,
is inspiring, man. I guess the other part of it is I really believe, you travel a lot, Paul.
Sure.
You go around. Anyone who travels outside of Michigan knows that no one really knows where Grand Rapids is. No one,
right,
they only know about Detroit.
Correct.
So my idea, too, was, if I can do one thing to help change a small perception of Detroit, it helps the entire state.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I had sort of been doing the same type of thing via Rapid Growth, was finding, the people that we were writing about and taking portraits of them. And so I sort of applied the same, sort of vetting system to try to find people in,
okay,
Detroit. But so I started with a few people that I knew of and took portraits. And then this thing has just kind of taken a life of its own. I did this Kickstarter project,
right,
to raise some money just so I could go over there a lot more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
I raised $7,000 in the month of December, which I think is impossible as a small artist.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Yeah. And that, so I have 156 backers through, mm-hmm, Detroit Portraits, which I think you're one of them as,
yeah,
well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you again.
My pleasure.
And, so that enabled me to really focus in January and February and March to creating portraits and making multiple trips. I don't know. I spent my $7,000 in fuel and hotel and paying my crew and stuff like that. But I keep going back and keep going and finding more stories, because they're just leading. One person will lead to the next person,
right,
which will lead to the next person. And it's really been fascinating.
So who were some of the folks that you're showcasing in the Detroit Portraits?
Yeah, it's a huge cross-section. I mean, I'm taking artists,
mm-hmm,
well-known artists, well-known graffiti artists who's kind of crossed over to the mainstream, a guy,
mm-hmm,
named Shades, that led to a guy, Grammy-winning soul singer I shot. His name is Dwelle, and he sang some of the hooks on some Kanye West tunes, and,
okay,
I won some Grammys for that. And then there's a whole other component where I spent a few days with the people at the Detroit Rescue Mission, and I learned a lot about the organization that are really on the forefront of the economic collapse of Detroit, you know, the last safety net for people
sure.
that are homeless and people that are addicted is the Detroit Rescue Mission. So, but I started to focus not on addicts and those types of things. I was focused on the people that were recovered from homelessness through mm-hmm. the Detroit Rescue Mission, got some training, maybe sure. got their GED, mm-hmm. maybe they still work for the mission now. And so I was photographing people who sort of had a redemptive sort of rebirth themselves. So
okay.
they're sort of, for me, metaphoric for where the city is going as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Gosh, who else have I shot? I've shot gallery owners, mm-hmm. entrepreneurs, bakers. I've shot sneaker designers. I mean, there's a whole subculture. And I really got tapped into these really powerful young black men there
mm-hmm.
that are doing some amazing things. You know, you can't talk about Detroit without talking a little bit about race
mm-hmm.
and a little bit about, you know, the city itself is 82% black.
Mm-hmm.
And so the future out and the bright future of Detroit is within the black community.
Mm-hmm.